Respected the listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We were roaming in two cities with the roaming facility, and city number one was the city called Rajab. And now we are still in a city called the city of Sha'ban. Just in front of us, we have our tom-tom, which says no entry in front. On the left-hand side, it also says no entry. You know what it says? It says only right turn. We tapped in the postcode and everything properly. It says only right turn. We tapped in Ramadan 1, 2, 3. And it says ahead only right. And you know where that is? That is called the city of Ramadan. We're getting so close to that city. Few hundred yards remaining, and it's showing the flag that we're getting near it now. As we get near to the door and the gates of that city, there are lots of security guards there. Before we can enter, there are terms and conditions. It's just like before you want to sign away, terms and conditions apply. Before we can benefit from that city, there are terms and conditions. Term number one, it says that in order to purchase whatever you want in there with very low price and silly price, you will have to have your niyyah correct first. That's term number one. Condition number one. Before you enter, your niyyah must be correct. It has to be sincere. It has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're about to enter this city. And in this city there are so many stores. And there are so many salesmen. And there are managers. They're all waiting. They're all saying, every shopkeeper, they say, buy one, get 70 free. Buy one, get 70 free. Come to the sadaqah store, brother. Come to the salah store, brother. Come to the suhoor store, brother. Come to the salatul duha store, brother. Salatul tasbih store, brother. Come to the hijab store, brother. All of these stores. But today, buy one, get one, bet 70 free. Buy one, get 70 free. But we need our vouchers. The vouchers would not be given without our intention being correct. So before we enter into the Ramadan city, our intentions must be correct. Otherwise, we will not be able to get anything. We will not be able to purchase anything. Because it's going to be online purchasing, voucher purchasing. And remember, we can buy as much as we want. And we do not need to think about the lorries that need to take all our stuff. We do not need to think about the suppliers. Because it's only one check that will be given. And the supply will be taken not here. The supply will be given in the hereafter. We buy it and purchase it. And the delivery will be later. When will that delivery be? For some people it's going to be after 20 years. For some people it's going to be after 30 years. For some people it's going to be after 1 year. For some people it could be after 90 years. But the delivery will be given and Allah will know when the actual delivery will take place, and according to that they will write down the delivery date. So number one, in order to be able to purchase everything in the Ramadan city, which is in the month of Ramadan, then we must ensure that our hearts are always for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting must be, and everything that we do in the month of Ramadan, first of all, we've got to ensure that since we have entered into this zone now, we must ensure that first of all our hearts are clean, and it's for the sake of Allah and not to show anyone. Which means we can never ever cheat. We cannot cheat if we know that it is just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Niyyah is so important that even if we are ill, and even if we are disabled, even if we have problems, then because of our intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of jihad, will give us the reward of reciting, even though we have not prayed. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahabas, they were coming back from a battle. And while he was coming back, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all of a sudden he mentioned that there are some people in Medina that they have not fought in this battle, but even then they have got the sawab of martyrs sitting down in their homes. So the Sahaba radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in said, Ya Rasulullah, how can that be? We strived in the path of Allah. Many of us died. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's because of their niyyah. It's because of their intentions. They were unable to participate in the battlefield because some valid reasons had stopped them from participating. But their hearts were there. They wanted to come. But it was the will of Allah that they could not come. That is why the full reward and thawab has been given, because they had the full intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why intention is very important before we do anything in the month of Ramadan. Now, since we are in the month of Ramadan, now what do we do? As soon as month of Ramadan has come, number one, the most important thing in our month of Ramadan is to fast. We have to ensure that we're going to fast for the 30 days. We start our fast. Now, once we started our fast, number first thing we do is, because it's the month of Quran, we recite the Quran as much as we can. Quran month, this is the month of Quran. Yes, all the verses of Ramadan have the Quran attached to it, linked to it. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. There was no need for the mentioning of the Quran. But because the month is great because of the Quran, that is why Quran is the most important objective in the month of Ramadan. That's why you see Salah, Quran, reciting Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the whole Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam twice in the month of Ramadan. And he loved reciting.